In other words, there's an umdenetus when a person rents out a house to a sechia. So it is his intention that let's say he rents out for 5 years. So it is just as if he said, I must get to you the house for 5 years if my house will exist for the duration of 5 years. But if my house will fall down, so then it is only rented out to you until the day that my house will fall down. It's an umdenetus. I mean, that's obvious, we say the sheep. Otherwise, he couldn't say to him, I'll give it to him. All right, so that's the sheep. Now, why doesn't he say, that it's not, he's now, because Shemo Yipel, Habayit, this Habayit? Yes, what is it? No, Ron Shemalayim, when do we say Ron Shemalayim, there is no even in the Mucha. But they just hold there the woman in the Mucha, because no person wants to rent out the house if on account of this renting out, you have to stay in the street.
You
doesn't say so. So it's a minute mucha, it's a minute in the mucha, so the melee. So melee, we cannot say now why doesn't they say that it's not certain in the mind, the chiyuv is not certain in the mind of the secher, because he anticipates the possibility that this bias itself would fall down? Now, Tesis in Bolmetia says, this Tesis that the Goyen points out, could raise, now this is Kufalas Omid Beis, the Aloha of Radiv Minoy. Now this could raise Omid Beis, now. The Ches Kassel in Yivde, could raise Omid Beis, the bottom Tesis. And this thing, the Chesed Shulim Yidde. And this Gemara, Sei Chayon Nasati, Maksim Nasauti, Al Milo Verai Eime, Tidus Yash Manet Nione, Lachat Manet Nione. So the Gemara says, the Sei Chesed Shulim Yidde, Vim Teima, Labai, Yom Al Tzei Kashut. Oh, we didn't get Gora, we got Vime, Amai, Ave the Chesed Shulim Yidde, Vim Shulima, the Otom Ave Tanya, Tei Chesed Shulim Yidde, the Holy Shaya, the Vimina Ben, she Yochim Vitele, the Ken, she Yidde, Avo, I like here. Avo kosher din kei nechem aise hochem nei, raya le keicheya, di shayach taimu le tere. Evo yeish leima, avo hoche avo vecheka shlo yinde, lifi shiyo, yeish yomu tabe, o yisak lo amoyis, teich shlo yishin, dein dei podo, ki do amar ovek zirege shkhe, viseicher nane, yor la hagbi, hasra, penjipil abay, penjipil abay, o yipil beise shel maske atme, vizikeenu do amal eu adivet minoy, so here take it for 2 things. It's not certain, the field is not certain in the mind of the Seicheya. For 2 reasons. First, because he anticipates the possibility maybe the Beis Yishol Maskir will fall down, and also he anticipates the possibility maybe this bias itself will fall down. But here, Seicheya omits that this possibility, maybe this bias itself will fall down. Here in this Seicheya, in Bovatre, Seicheya only mentions the possibility lest the bias of the Maskir will fall down. So, obviously, there is a machlekes between the tesis here and the tesis in Bomitzir. What is the machlekes? So the machlekes, obviously, is following the machlekes between the Ramban and the Ro in Bomitzir and this sugi. So, there is a machlekes. The Ramban says that if somebody, let's say, Ruben rents out the house to Shimon for 5 years, and then, let's say, and the rent is, let's say, $500 for 5 years, and after a year, the house falls down. So the Ramban says he has to pay only $100, not $500. It has to be a portion. The rent is $500 for 5 years, it's come down after 1 year of the lease period. So he has to be a portion, so he has to pay him $100. The Ro says no, he has to pay him the full $500. Now, so it's mashma that takes here in Bolobasre. By mentioning only the possibility, Shemo Yipel Beis Yishol Maskir, another possibility, Shemo Yipel Beis Yishol Seicheya holds like the law. So the male chance mentioned that he is not also to pay the rent to save money because he anticipates the possibility maybe it will fall down in the midst of the period. Because according to the law, even if it falls down in the midst of the period, he still has to pay the full rent. Whereas Tesis in Bolmetzir agrees with the Shittas Ramban. Some of the negative says that he is not likely, the Seicher is not likely to pay the rent in Seicher's money, Because the anticipated possibility means it will fall down their money. So then you'll have to get a refund. So he doesn't want that to result in a refund, so really doesn't pay now.
Yes, Ronald, when the vice master falls down, Ronald, when vice master falls down, he goes into health for the study master. So how much does he have to pay after 1 year? What does he have to pay? That's how much he takes 1 year?
Oh, in such a case, it's always changing the degree. In such a case, it's always changing the degree. Even according to things that she did, that when the case... case where the bias or master falls down, so then the master can oust the seichel, because there is a new there, the so in such a case, of course, he only pays the seichel. If the master oust the seichel out of his house, of course, it has to be a portion. The master can oust the seichel from the house and then get paid.
What is the time when it falls down after a year? Why
does
the
second thing? You need some risk.
Yeah.
The cash is going to hold, so why do you have to mention
what's the
feeling?
Well, there's a very big feeling.
Yeah. Because here he doesn't let the seichel stay. He outs it. So how can he demand rent for the house when he outs it? But Mashenkin, well, it falls down. So he says to him, well, I didn't house you. That was the electoral guard. You went to the house for 5 years, you have to for 5 years. I don't keep you from staying here. Now, the question is, what is the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rosh? Now, you as the Kashe want to throw the Rosh. In other words, you are disposed to assume that I'll destroy the Ramban is right. It seems to me, I'll destroy, if there hadn't been a machlokes to say, I would say like the Rosh, not like the Ramban. Because what is the Alohe if someone sells the house? Ruby sells the house for good to Shimon. And then half an hour after title is taken by Shimon, so the whole house comes. So can the Mikhail come to the Mikhail and tell him, well, I want a refund? I paid $10,000 for a house, it fell down, what do I have from it? Even there is $10,000. So what do the Mikhail say? Well, you're tough luck. Your house fell down. Now, the Gemara says that Chires ki mechal yeinu. That's the slogan that the Gemara mentioned. Chires mechal yeinu. So Chires is also a Mechire. The only thing is, Mechire is a Mechire of the house for good, and Chires is mechal yeinu for a certain man. For a year, for 2 years, for 5 years, depending upon the lease rate. So in other words, so when Reuben rented out the house to Shimon, for 5 years, you acquire the key and payless in the house. It's not the key na'gu. Elkeach has the key na'gu. In other words, he can do anything to the house. He can tear it down, he can destroy, he can do anything. But a tenant has only a key and payless. But he acquires the key and payless. And the Gemara Nashel says that he, let's say, there is an ikea, let's say, if Reuben is a landlord and Shimon is a tenant, and then the ikea falls into the house, so who's kene, who's chotzer is it? Is the seicha. There's a difficult Rambam in that, but the Gemara in Asheyalit, that the din of Chasiris Lodim Kene applies to him, to the Seicher. In other words, because there's Kiyon, he has a Kiyon Peres, so it's his. Schiris, Mech, and Yehide. So just as by Ikeach, if let's say the house of the Ikeach falls out a few minutes after it gets title, so then it is stop lock, so he has also his stop lock. So the question is, Why is the Ramban failing? So, if we want, we can say, here too, just as we said regarding the cases apply the thing, I didn't know it, even to a case where the house of the master falls down in the midst of the week period, so some basis of Umdene, so here too, the Ramban holds there is an Umdene. It's just, as if he said, now I'm renting out I'm renting this house for 5 years if it will stand for 5 years. But if it will stand only for a year, I'm renting it for a year. But that's the Balabatish story. True, I mean, the double cases too is the same kind of story, but there has no bread. So we have to say it. So what is really the Ramban story? What is really the Ramban story? Now it seems to me that the machlokes between the Ramban and the Ro consists in this. for what does the Secha pay? Does the Secha pay for the Kinyan? Because Schiret is Mechel Yemeh, so maybe he pays the rent that the Secha pays is by way of the Kinyan. That's the purchase price. In other words, it's the purchase price of Schiret. Purchase price of Schiret. Or it's not the purchase price of Schiret, but it's for the Tashmishim of the house. Now, we have a sugi. We have a sugi where Zenon Rechota is higher or Zenon Rechota is spot. Now, we pass to Zenon Rechota is spot. But if there is any chisong, so then he pays. And the problem most Hashemim, if there is any chisong, and he mash, so then he pays for the whole Tashmish. So if somebody is told Rechota Chavirish where Mizaitin, in a new house where there is a blackening of the wall, even though the blackening of the wall is just one spot, one black spot took place as a result of his living in the house. So he's a marshal, so he has to pay the whole rent, $100. If that is the rent that is charged for living, let's say, a month in such a house. So why does it, what does he pay? He pays for what part of his hashmish. So there, you certainly cannot say, in such a case, you cannot say, schiret liyim mechel. When can you say schiret liyim mechel? Of course, the aloha of mechel applies to share also. Not only if somebody is masking a house, not only if Ruvain is masking his house to Shimon, so Shimon has a key and pay rent. If Ruvain is masking his house to Shimon, if Ruvain is masking his house to Shimon, so he also has a key and pay rent. He also has a key and pay rent. And who would be Kena, whose chota would it be in order to be Kena in the Tia? It would be the Sheol. So just as Chiras Liyeme Mechel, so Shailer Liyeme is also Mechel. So the question now, so when can we say Shailer Liyeme? Mechel, if Midaiti shall Ruvain, Shimon stays in the house. In other words, if Ruvain said to Shimon, I rent you out of the house, or I let you stay in my house for a period of 5 years. So then he acquires Kiyonet Hashmishi in the house. So it's in Mechelim. But if Shimon is not the father of Ruvain, Shalom Midaiti. Then certainly Shimon does not have any kinyon. What kind of kinyon? He's a gargoyle. He's a gargoyle on the Tashmishi. Even though Zeren is a chotel, he's spot there. So we should say, that means Zeren is a chotel, he's spot there, that he, once he lives there, he doesn't have to pay. But the gargoyle, he is on the Tashmishi. So in such a case, you cannot say, a shayru liyeyu mechel. Because there is no kinyon. Still, if it's a new house, the shachus, the ashaise, so he must pay the whole rent. So for what does he pay? For the does he pay then? If it's a case of then enemy is a hotel, where there is shachut and ashayse, so he has to pay the whole rent. So does he pay? So there is Shimon certainly does not pay the rent by way of purchase price for the spirit. For what does he pay? He pays for the tashmishi. But how is the tashmishi determined? By the amount that the landlord charges. In that case. But he doesn't pay it by way of purchase price. But he pays it for the tashmishi. So the question is the machlekes. So there, all the same will agree. Where one is doshal roimi dat, the landlord. So he doesn't pay it by way of the purchase price for the house. But he pays it for the anoye, for the tashmishi. The question is, in the case where it is rented out, then the seicher has kiyoni tashmishi. The house is his with Arabic Hashmish. So does he pay the rent there between as purchase price of the house, in the same way as the Rekeach pays? Or there he pays not between as, or even there he doesn't pay it between as purchase price of the house, but for the Hashmish in the same way as Adon the Chotach Haveya Shoni Daite, where then there is a Chotach, pays the rent. There certainly doesn't pay it at the purchase price. There's no gain on him, he's a gather. But he pays for the Anoye. So maybe every Seicher doesn't pay it for the kiyoni, two-year kiyoni, but the rent he pays, the rent that he's required to pay is for the tashmishi, in the same way as his daughter Chota Chavera Sholem Yidai to pay. Now, so that is the machlokes between the Ro and the Rambam. The Ro holds that he is mach, schiras liyeme, mecheru, so the rent that one is that he says is required to pay is what he has to pay because he has purchase price. Domain of the house is the same kind of kriyub as the Rekeach, and the domain of the house is the purchase price of the house. True, in case of Dov Chot Chaver Shoni Daitei, he'll have to pay the same rent. But so the whole say, well, it's because Hadesh only died, he has no key on it, then he pays the rent, not the day of purchase price, but for the money. Machenke, he rented it out, there he pays as double for the house, as the purchase price for the house. So maybe this is the purchase price of the house, so just in case of the house bought by Ikea, if it falls down in a few minutes after he took title, so yes, so he cannot get any reform. So here go. You cannot get any reform. The Ramban holds nothing. The Ramban holds just as in the case of Dovah for Chazir Shulamidaita. He pays the rent. And how does he pay the rent? It's a purchase price. What kind of tion is it? So he pays it for the money. So he says here, where's the money? So he doesn't pay the rent. He's not going to pay the rent. As may I pay it as the purchase price. But for the money. If it's for the money. So it's just to be a portion. Now you ask me a question, I mean some of you might ask the question, if the chiyuvi, now let's say in the case of Dovah Chazir Shulamidaita, so there he only pays for the tashmishin of the period that he had in the period of the winter. But let's say somebody rents out the house for 5 years, and then after a year he leaves the house and goes away to plow. Don't you say that? So all the Shaykh will agree, I mean the Ramban will also agree that he has to pay for 5 years. He can say, the Ramban wouldn't say that the Shaykh can come to the Master and tell him, I only need 1 year, I have a Shmishimon of 1 year, why should I pay you for 5 years? So in such a case, the Ramban will also agree. So the question, so then you can ask, so which way may come to the law? That the Shaykh pays it by way of purchase price of the house, take care of it. But according to the Ramban, that the Shaykh, even though he has been on, he doesn't pay it by way of purchase price. For the house. But he pays it just for the tashmish in the same way as the daughter of the Chavere, Shalom Daitei. So if he lives there, if it was only a year, let him pay only for a year. Well, the answer is, if he rented out the house for 5 years, and he was able to live the 5 years, so then our Kudin is considered that he had a tashmish of 5 years. He didn't stay there because he didn't want to stay there. But he could have stayed there. So maybe it's considered that he had the tashmishim of the house for 5 years. Because he couldn't stay there. He didn't want to stay there. The tashmishim of it falls down. So then it's not that he didn't want to stay there. He couldn't stay there. So then he had only the tashmishim of 1 year. 1 year. So he has to pay for the tashmishim of 1 year. So that is the machlokes. That is the machlokes between the Ro'o and the Rambam. Now. Oh, so what does they say? In front of Shrita Macher, the Hoche, even the Chayer was, we family zut the Pereh Lefi Chazman, still litar, Aro gab et Chayer, Dakato li Chayer Kuala Lapa Shlesh Yehi, Vishemo Yomo Yitzich Lamed, Yivda, Vichin Tzei Chayer, Shemo Yitzo Beis Yisho Maskir, Vistorich Tzei Chayer Lotzi, Zoi Yod is Mine, Lod is Mine, Umi Ukashye, Hodi Por Kuri Shlokish, Mikei Shlokhoto Shnopal, Vidai Tzunei Yor Bidini, Zipor Abigam Dinei, Rabbi, the Rabbi Namitik says, "May your husband be over the pora." The Shemo Yidin is there as a case. So how can the Makshin say to the Shlokish? The Makshin says to the Shlokish, "How can you, the Shlokish, say Chazotim to the Shemale?" Here the Mishnah says, "Chet Kesher Nosa." Ati Yovei Raya Shaloi Nosa. Ati Yovei Raya Shaloi Nosa. So how can you say? How can you say that the Prayer says Shemale? We see from the Mishnah that Odom Pereya is his man. So in other words, so the Makshin addresses himself to whom? To the Shlokish. In other words, according to Abai Rove, it's good. But the Makshin, what the Makshin apparently agrees with Abai Rove. So the same Kashi can direct against himself? You agree with Abai Rove. You seem to agree with Abai Rove. So, but you must agree that by Chor he's saying Odom Pereya is his man. Why by Chor he only pray himself money? Why? Because it's not certain. So here it's also not certain. So why did he ask? So Manasseh is here. So he has said the same kashe to yourself too. Why did he ask against the God? So take the sentence again.
That's why Rav Yitzchak Mani is also not certain.
Why?
Even when it's a helper. Isn't there a din when someone
You mean she really have nothing to me?
No, I mean,
I said, like, I
lend money to you, for example.
Yeah.
Something happens, you're sure comes to the mosque, and the headache that occurs is the same thing, I owe you money. That I'm agreeing to pay you.
You mean the mutual obligations,
yeah.
You mean? Oh, so that's it. Just Hadura Matata Romali, that's the end of Tzuvit. In other words, Ruvain owes Shimon $100, and Shimon owes Ruvain $100. So why collect from one and then collect from the other? So, in other words, it's a jacket. Hadura Matata Romali, suppose you have a jacket. I mean, that it's convertible. In other words, you can turn it over to the other side. So when is there a purpose in turning the one to the side? If this side is dirty, the other side is clean, so it pays to turn over the jacket on the other side. But suppose the other side is just as dirty as this side, so why turn over the jacket? So that's the halacha. In other words, because the mutual obligations cancel each other. It's not really cancel each other. It's not that really cancel each other. In other words, there is the geroid. Without collecting one from the other, there is the mutual collection of. So what?
So maybe the local won't say that. Maybe the Malva will all come back later on. So why should you tell them later on?
I understand what you mean. No, there are no mutual obligations.
There might be mutual obligations in the future, which will
nullify. Why? I mean, why?
It's uncertain. There might be a
change. What I mean?
It
doesn't
like
to
be the house might fall down.
No, the house will fall down. So that's a possibility. But this is not a possibility.
Just giving the money.
All right. So Tatis says, "We knew the Chaim the Tart we could have said to the Machshin, Litamer. But he gives him another teret, and the other teret is emet. You see, that it's lack of money. So why should he tell him? Why should he tell him another teret? Because when the MS is that here, it's lachazma. Oh, so as I mentioned yesterday, now the Nachazovi pointed out. Now here, it is certainly Tesis only means that the Tartan knew of this rore, that it's not certain. So mele it's not only Freyat Yachmani, wherever it's not certain. But the Machshin did not know it, because had the Machshin know it. So the Machshin would not have addressed himself to Mishmokish when he can have the same kashe against the Bayroth. So it's only that the Tartan knew of the distinction. But the Machshin did not know of the distinction. Now, so the question arises, is the Machshin, now this will sound like a little bit like a Maram Shif, but anyway, I mean, that's the pshat in Tesis. Now, if the Machshin did not know of this law, the Machshin did not know of this law of distinction, only the Tartan knew, so the Machshin should have asked the Kashe against the Bayer Rove also. Now, the Machshin takes it, says that by Tchor is also Shayach Lili Tardo. Why? Because of Zrizim Magdini, of Zrizim Magdini Limitle. So the Machshin should have asked the Kashe against Abayi Rove. He only asked the Kashe against Rishlos. But apparently against Abayi Rove there's no difficulty in the Machshin's mind. No Kashe against Abayi Rove. But there's a Mishnah Mefereshet. From the point of view of the Machshin, there should have been a Mishnah Mefereshet against Abayi Rove. Abayi Rove say that the most of the fairness of money. Why? Because here is Luritav. And by prayer, it's also Shayach Luritav. Before the Vintridi, Magdini. But the Mishneh said, the Machshin certainly knew the Mishneh, that the Chetka Shalim is there. So why did the Machshin assume that there is no Kashi against Abayi Rove? There is only a difficulty involved in connection with Rish Lakish. So the answer is, that is exactly the reason as to why. The Rish first says, Vimeri, the Hotam Lishayach Haikai Mu'itzirden. The Havim Momen Shotei. Then he says, Miu Kash Mu'im, Tere Kash Eel, Tama Boim, Menim Rabi Anai, Tichu Tad Masu Nata Alta, Miu Al Raya. And then so on. So, Kach Tzor Choyim Al, Bitchir Nami Yiketirden. Monashiach. If the Rish was smart enough to understand that Bitchir Nami Yiketirden, so why did he first have to say, Hotam Lishayach Haikai Mu'itzirden, the Havim Momen Shotei, and then say, by prayer, and then reverse it. Why did he have to talk that way? If it's not Emmet. The answer is, the Ri said at first to a shy high time with Sadam Mashatayim, because this is MS Alim the Mash. It's not MS Alim the Tarot, but Alim the Mashi, it isn't. Now the question, because the question arises, now how did the Mashi address himself to Mishmokish, thereby implying that there is no difficulty in Abaye Robertin. But there is a cash against Abaye Robertin. Abaye the Rabbi say, or the Pereyat of money, and the Mishnah Mephoreshet in Pereyat, that the Pereyat ain't of Pereyat of money. So why is the Machinist only against Rish Lakish when there is a Mishnah Mephoreshet against Abaye the Rabbi? So why is the Kasher from the Mishnah of Basre stronger than the Kasher from the Mishnah in Pereyat? The answer is the Machin held. There is no kashe against Abaye the Rabbe. Why is there no kashe against Abaye the Rabbe? Because Abaye the Rabbe, they, because the Machshon held that by prayer it's not shayach to say the Ritav. A person does not feel disturbed on account of his imagination. He feels disturbed when other people bother him. But not by his imagination, he doesn't feel disturbed. So maybe by prayer, it's ain't no prayer with his man. Because there is no retard. Why is no retard then? Because it's a moment shame way. But here, it's a moment shame way tevi, so it's a shayach to say the retard. So against Abaye the Rabbe, the Machshon don't kash it, from the Machshon point of view. But here the kash it against Rish Lakish. Then, he says, what the liar from Yimor and Asher, Boyfriend of Rabiana, Sikh and Sati Matsuntar, and Mila Raya, Innocent of Manet Yone, so Manashek, if by prayer is not Shayach to say we retard them, because Moshe Tavin, so how can the Gemore make a Raya, how can the Gemore make an analogy between Sikhir and Ho? So the answer is, so Taisa says, so it's a Raya from this, that there is no distinction, between prayer and Alvoye and the score of Moshe Tavin. So that's how it is asked. So maybe the Gemara there goes according to the Tarsus word. So that's why the Gemara makes a connection between Seicher and Prayer. Mashenke in according to the Machshon. So in the Machshon wouldn't even agree with this analogy of the Gemara. And the Machshon really held that the reason is why. As to why a little bit of the Rabbi. So by prayer we say, Eino Dom Pereya B'Sef Mane, is because it's Mamish Yotei. That's why Teitzes first mentioned, the Svar of the Reed, where the Reed says, that the Hosom Mishayach HaTayim B'Yitzir HaMosh Yotei, and then he says, Lukach Tzachoyin HaDitzchir Nami Yitzir Yotei. What? So why do you have to say it the first way? In order to explain the Mash. So that's why, you see, so the Machshon really has the kashe against Rish Lakish, because from the point of view of the Machshon, so there is no kashe against Abaye the Rabbe. The Machshon came. From the point of view of the Tarsus, there could have been a kashe against Abaye the Rabbe also. Abaye the Rabbe also. So he could have said it's a mecho the Tarsus. But he didn't say it's a mecho, because then it is that here by Kesel, so it's Lachas Mane. So maybe there is no kashe at all. אם לא מדברים על פרטיך בסדר זמני, פשיטי. ואם תימא, ומאי פשיטי אירוקים מלא נפריה בסדר זמני, ונאם צדה שזה עושה קיסר, יצריך להשמיד על דין צורך לתאיר את אלים. So, Teisa says, why is this such a פשיטי? In as much as in Adon Pereya Sir Zmani, so Teisa emphasizes the fact, keeping the Pereya Sir Zmani. In other words, if there hadn't been such a halacha in Pereya Sir Zmani, then there wouldn't be any kasha. So the Maram explained it. Because if there hadn't been a halacha of Ein Adom Pereya Sir Zmani, so then the Gemara can say pshite. Because what kind of a chidesh is here? We couldn't say that the chidesh here is that Amalu the Chavir Beidin is Ein Tzorach of Pereya Beidin. Because if the halacha had been that Adom Pereya Sir Zmani, So then it's not the case, so then here by case, so it wouldn't be a case of Malbus Chavir Meir. It wouldn't be a case of Al-Habayri, because if the fact had been that Odom Terea shares money, so then it could very well be that, let's say, Reuven built the wall. Now, Reuven demands payment, reimbursement from Shimon. From Shimon. What does Shimon say? Peraticho is money. Peraticho is money. So it's Shite. What kind of a Chidesh is it? And we couldn't say. The Chidesh is, Hamal with Chavir Beidim, they saw with their baby. Because how do we know it's Hamal with Chavir Beidim? How do we know that the Chir was established? Maybe none of them came to Chuyer. Because if we say that all the boss will pray the sales money, so it's possible that even before Reuven started to build the wall, Shimon already paid it. Shimon already paid it. So it's not an Indian of Amalek having a baby. So we cannot say that the weakness why the Mishnah has to tell us is to advise us that Amalek having a baby is in soul to pay a baby. Because even if we say Amalek having a baby, it's all to pay a baby. So it's only if we know that it became a queer. And the question is, has the chiyuv been terminated by payment or not? And then the question arises, I'm outside of the baby. But if we want to assume that Odom Perea saves money, so then it might very well be that Shimon paid even before Reuven started the bill. So that means that Shimon never became a chuyah. So the whole question of I'm outside of the baby doesn't even arise. So then, one second. So Tate says, the kasha is, am I cheating? Hokim the Odom Perea saves money. But in view of the fact that the Odom Perea saves money, so it is obvious that until Reuven started to build the wall, Shimon certainly didn't pay. So when Reuven set up the first layer of the first layer of stone, at that time he became what? He became a queer. And it's an unsanit. Because Beth knows that Reuven built the army. I mean, everyone knows that Reuven built the wall. And in view of the fact that Eilat and Perea have money, so we are sure that at the moment when Reuven set up the first layer of stone, at that moment, Shimon became a chuyah for him. So, it's like having a din for El Goy. Just as in the case of Amal and Chavir Beidin. So, a cheskat chiyuv was established. And according to Mandoma, now take this in the Kashi assumes that the reason why one Mandoma says Hamal is Chavir Beidi is sort of a baby is not because of Shirat Monet. That's the test. But in the Kashi they just assume that it's because of Cheska Tzriyuk. In other words, there's a lot of Chazoket. We learn out from the topic of Nigibai. So we always have to presume that if a certain state existed before, that state can be. Until the contrary is proved. Now, if someone is Malvet Chavir Beidi, so we know that he became a queer. We know he became a queer. Now then, he says, true, I became a queer. There was Chesatriyuk, but that Chesatriyuk was Poka. How was the Chesatriyuk Poka? That status quo of being a queer, how was it Poka? Through my payment. So, one Mandoma says, the Malvet Chavir Beidi, so he became a queer. He's not Nemon to say for IT. Why is the Kippah Hakel Nemon? Because time of Baldovo. So the Baldovo, the Kippah Hakel, is only Nemon if his time is not contrary to the Cheska Tchir. But if it's Malve, it's Chavir Beidi, so a Cheska Tchir is established. If the Mitzvah then says, I paid, so his time is contrary to, is in conflict with the Cheska Tchir. He has no Nemon, it's the Baldovo. The Mitzvah has no Nemon. And it's time that he is against the Cheska Tchir. That's the reason. I mean, this is how it is assumed in the Kashi. That this is the reason as to why I'm always Chavir Beidi in Tzor Kutir Beidi. Because the mnemonic of the mitzvah to say for IT, that's the mnemonic of Baldovo. And Baldovo is only well known if he doesn't, if his time is not against the Cheska Tchir. But if it's always Chavir Beidi, so it's against the Cheska Tchir, so really he's not them. So this question is, now in view of the fact that they don't pay themselves money, so we know that a chiyuv was the outset established. We cannot say a chiyuv never arose, because suppose he had reimbursed, he had laid out half of the expenses to Reuven before Reuven even started to put out the wall. So then a chiyuv would never have arisen. But in view of the fact, the thing of the bread, man. So a chiyuv certainly arose. What is a chiyuv arise? At the moment when the first layer of stones was set up, at that moment, Shimon became a chuyuv. And we announced that he became a chuyuv. So a chiyuv was established. Now he says, Piratich of his money. In other words, he's a kibarak. I paid it. True, I became a chuyuv at the moment when, and the Arabian that became a chuyuv at the moment, the first layer of stones was set up, but the chuyuv was fucked. So that should be told in the Shaila, when I'm always having a baby, one second, I'm always having a baby, so to be a lady, I'm always having a baby, he's a talking for a baby. So why do you want to say pshite? Why do you want to say pshite? It's not such an obvious thing. The Mishnah has to tell us that our Lord is a Malik Chavir Adedin. He's a talk with their Adedin, that he keeps a hackle with them on, and he's silent even when it's contrary to the Cheskat Chiyot. That's the discussion. So this is the Teres, the Yeshveva, the Tziyu, the Mando, the Gabi Malik Chavir Adedin. So for the Adedin, Hosom Mishum, the way Hemne, me Kore. Aval Hoche, Leke Shum, me Hoche, the way Hemne. You can't shoot a day, so it will be a baby. But he says, Shat in a man in the mandoma, I'm all the happy to talk to him, so there is not that he could keep a hackle with no name on it. When he's tiny, he's contrary to the country, no. Everybody agrees that he keep a hackle with no name on it, even when he's tiny of Shira Tato, he's contrary to the country. But, the Allah is the deal of Shira Tato. Now, suppose he says, I'll be failing, I will be failing, so then always win. That's all to be a baby, because then he says in effect, now I wouldn't trust you on your time of Pahoa. That's the Aloha that the Baldovo can qualify. That's also based upon the concept of the moments of time of Baldovo. Because the moments are based upon the concept of the moments of time of Baldovo. So maybe if the Malve says to the lady at the time of the Alvoye, I was afraid, I was afraid, so what does he say to him? Now, I'm not trusting you, I'm your kindness of joy. So then, all the gallery in Litva, here's the money, I'm kindness of Yivarachot. But where the Valdana Valdovo, at the time of the Alvoya said, I don't trust you, I'm your kindness of joy. So the money of the Valdovo of the Litva becomes qualified. So then, he has no money for his time anymore. Who qualifies the money of the Litva? The Malve. The Malve may qualify it at the time of the Alvoy. So that it goes that is to according to everyone. That even at the time of the Alvoy, the Malve said Alvoy was made. So there is Shira Pneumonis. The Pneumonis of the Litva becomes qualified and limited. So that you wouldn't get Pneumonis on the time of Boraidi. So the question is, if he didn't say Alvoy was made, but he was just Malve is made, whether Malve is made amounts to a saying of the Israel of Nadim. So the Mandoma said, I'm always having a baby. So the Israel of Nadim holds that our way with Nadim is in effect a saying of the Israel of Nadim. The one who said, I'm always having a baby. So the Israel of Nadim holds that our way with Nadim is not in effect a saying of the Israel of Nadim. Mashenkin. So it's only Shaykh if there is our way. Mashenkin here, true that in the period of just money. So an ansade that he originally became a chuyev, but he didn't do any act whereby it could indicate that he doesn't trust him. So here it's like Hedel is nading, and by Hedel is nading, so Tesis said on top that there everybody agrees that he's all prepared today. It's all prepared today. That's one of the Shuas HaMishneh, that one cannot collect from the Seinim or from the Kuchet, even though he has a star, and the star actually indicates the fact that the Malveh produces the star. This is an indication that that's what he paid, because had that been paid, so then the star would have been surrendered to the lady. So still, in spite of that, the halacha is that one cannot collect from the Seinim or from the Kuchen without issuing. So, even though so, but still, if it sells money, so then it can collect from the same means without issuing. How would it be about the Kuchen there, the Machlok Yoshim? Now, neither the same dilemma. If we are doing here the same dilemma, I would be coming to go there after the first money. There are property in Forest Stein that they need cooking. Nicht im Priest auch heid Mitzwe. Die Jatsme lagen mir mehr mit Mitzwe. Die Afilu, der Rabbune dreht Rav Yeshua, die mit vorer Steine in die Schutzchore, loi gobe mir Jatsme sani, afluteres Mani, die mit Kabli Medi im Shaloi bepulal al Dien. Die Sani im Hoshi uf Shaloi von Osna. Der ist Aloche, ob in Iskoki mit Mitzwe sind Sani. One cannot collect from the same Sani. No, why can't one collect from the same Sani? How go you from the same Sani? He later died. And he was survived by children's son. So he cannot collect from it. Why? So there's a machleki between Rav Kopp and Rav Hunidre Rav Yeshua. Rav Kopp says the reason is why. We cannot collect, the Malve cannot collect from the same son of the Leve is because Priyaz Balchei with meat. Yasme Lavme David Mitzani. In other words, you see, in other words, Rav Kopp holds that Shibud Lavderai. So in other words, so there is no such thing as Shibud Nechot. There is no such thing as Shibud Nechot. Whether the pshat is that there is no Shibud Nechot at all, or there is no Shibud Nechot regarding Likuchet and regarding Yoshim, but in daily day there is Shibud Nechot. Then there is a Machlokes Rishonim. What's the pshat if we say Shibud Lav Derai, does that mean there is no such thing as Shibud Nechot altogether? Nechot are not Mishubet today. Or some Rishonim do say that. Some Rishonim say no. Or everybody agrees that the Nechotim of the Levi are Meshubet to the Malvin. But the one who says Shibud Derai say he holds that the Nechotim, the Shibud remains as the Nechotim even after the Nechotim are in the Rishus of somebody else, like the Elikea or Rishus of Yoshi, even when they are not in the Rishus of the Levi. Let's say when the Levi dies. When the Levi dies, or if the Levi sold the Sodeh to somebody else, so still the Shibud remains, the Shibud attaches to the Kakori, even when it is in the Rishus of somebody else, in the Rishus of the Yosh, in the Rishus of the Lekeach. The Lekeach. One who says Shibud Lamderai, he holds the Shibud Nechotim attaches to the Nechotim, the Shibud attaches to the Nechotim only as long as the Nechotim are in the possession of the Levi. But the moment they're not in the possession of the Levi, because the Levi sold the Sodeh to the Rekeach, or because he died and it was inherited by the Yoshim, so then there is no Shibud Nechotim. Anyway, there is no Shibud Nechotim. Rav Kopp holds that Shibud Lav Derai. So, the Rishus of Yoshim, there is no Shibud Nechotim. But, Minei Bein, he can be Kevin. Why? He can be Kevin. Why? Because Priyaz Balchei, Mitzvah. Where is the Mitzvah of Priyaz Balchei? So Rashi says in Ksuvet that the Mitzvah is because Hei Shalach Tzedek, Lav Shalach Tzedek. In other words, when somebody borrows money, so he promises to pay. That's what borrowing means. So that's the mitzvah of Priyaz Balchei. The Ramban says, if the mitzvah is implicit in the pasuk for Yisha Shatan Meshebei, Yeitzi Olecho Achut. So it's a mitzvah. But whether the mitzvah is based upon the posik of Eishu Lachterik, Lashu Lachterik, or it's based upon the posik of Yisha Shatun Eishebei, Yeitzi Olecho Achutzo, but it's not just a mitzvah like putting on tefillin. Then the Shibud Agu. Even if we say Shibud Lav Derai, so there's no Shibud Nechotim. So the Nechotim are not Meshubet. But the Shibud Agu there is. The person is indebted. When a person borrows money, so he's indebted to the other person. But the indebtedness stems from the mitzvah. The Shibud Agu stems from the mitzvah. Why is there a Shibud Agu? Because there is a mitzvah of the Isha Shatun Eishebei, Yeitzi Olecho Achutzo. Of course, it is much better according to Ramban's pshat than according to Rashi. Because according to Ramban, so in the posik, if the mitzvah sefer is implicit, the posik of Isha Shatun Eishebei, Yeitzi Olecho Achutzo, so in that posik it is implicit that the person, that there is personal liability, the person is indebted. Whereas according to Rashi's chat, the necessity stems from the body of of Heshavach Tadek, to Ashavach Tadek. So it is not so poshet. But anyway, there are many rayos. That even if we say she wouldn't have the right, and the only reason as to why one can be gave a chayiv is because of Priya Vachim Mitzvah, so it's not just a mitzvah like Priya. The Shibud Aguf. The Shibud Aguf. But the Shibud Aguf is implicit in the mitzvah. So the Shibud Aguf. So that's why he can be gave in the day. And from Yoshin can also be gave. Why? Because by Yoshin the Alochim is, by Yoshin the Alochim is, if the father left the chosim, so then there is a mitzvah of priest bal. Because of Priya Vachim Mitzvah, so it's not just a mitzvah like film. The Shibud Aguf. The Shibud Aguf. But the Shibud Aguf is implicit in the mitzvah. So the Shibud Aguf. So that's why he can be given in any day. And from Yoshin can also be given. Why? Because by Yoshin the Alochi is, by Yoshin the Alochi is, if the father left the Chosim, so then there is a mitzvah of Priya Balchay incumbent upon the Yoshin, just as upon the lady himself. Even though the Yoshin didn't borrow the money, but still, that's the halacha. The father left the chosin to the Yoshin. So then, the mitzvah, the Shibud Aguf and the mitzvah, is incumbent upon the Yoshin, just as it is incumbent upon the lady himself. So that's why one can be gave from Yoshin, not on the basis of Shibud Chosin, but on the basis of Priyas Balchei Mitzvah. So when is the child of Priyas Balchei Mitzvah Yoshim Bele? But Yoshim Tani is not child to say Priyas Balchei Mitzvah. So that's why it's in Iskon.
Why is
the Shibud Aguf on the Yoshim? That's the halacha. That if the Yoshim, because if the Yoshim got Nichosim from the father, out of which to pay the debt of the father, so then there is the same mitzvah that is incumbent upon the Levi, is incumbent also upon the Yosef. And in as much as in respect to the Levi himself, it's a Shibud Aguf, it's not just an special like film. So merely about the Yosef, it's also a Shibud Aguf. It's also a Shibud Aguf. Now, all right, so Rafote says, that's the reason as to why one cannot collect from the same time. Because Shibud is not the right. So the only reason as to why one can collect from the same daily is because Priya Vachim Mitzvah. So when the Chayach Priya Vachim Mitzvah, it's Gabi daily. But the Chayach is Gabi Tani. But feel that Abune Pereit Rabbi Shua. In for a time in Yishin Tzvore, Abune Pereit Shua says, the reason as to why one cannot collect from the same Tani of the Levi is because we are afraid maybe the father of the same Tani, before he died, he left some bundles of money with the Malve, out of which the Malve could collect the debt. And in as much as they are Tanim, so they don't know the Miladavwe. Had they been Dalim, so they would know. But in as much as they are Tanim, so they don't know. So we have to do Cheshish, maybe the father, the Levi, before he died, deposited some bundles of money with the Malve, out of which to collect the debt.
Why would Malve collect the debt?
What is it?
Why would Malve collect the debt? The father had given and given him the
Well, because if the Gemara says Zimin desire le'apshita disafre Ligabe real payment, so we certainly can say that Zimin desire le'apshita disafre Ligabe tzore is not a real payment. Tzore means he deposited bundles of money with him over a security, out of which, when time in due course, he'll be able to collect. So it's not a real payment. So if regarding real payment, we say that the fact that the Maurer in the Stab is not a Hochid Mure. Why? Because human desire actually is not a coach to regard a Zohar. All right. So Tesha says that Victani couldn't be gave, even if he has money, even if the Levi died before the debt became payable. So it is needless to mention that according to Rav Popper, he couldn't collect, in spite of the fact that the Levi died before it became payable. Because according to Rav Popper, there couldn't be any collection, because Yasmin had never written it, so that does not even have to be argued. But even according to Rav Popper, Rav Yeshua, who said that the reason why he cannot collect from Tani, the Malach cannot collect from Tani, is because so one could argue, when should lose the Cheshis Hatzorah if he died after the debt became payable? But if the Levi died before the debt became payable, why should he leave bundles of money with a Malach out of which to pay? So he says no. We have to anticipate that possibility. I want to show you for time in Tzorah, we don't need some time. A few pay of money. So the first Cheshis says, they be carbonating, shall we be free Valdi? Shall we be Valdi? Because of that, if Tarim Choshev, shall we be Pono? So in other words, in order to be gave, so we have to make a Balasides against the Baldovo and stand him, so it's always like showing the funnel. Can you represent Albad? Rafium is Kabul in the Chayo? Suppose it was discovered in the Chayo? So Moses Lemayma, the Hashim is Kore, after the Tehad Man Stan. The Ashish Chan Gabi Almon, Sherik Ashulaya. Man, in Almon is Rat, and you see saying, Elo Bishwood, Vitaime, Mishum Shem will increase about four apples here as man. So Gabi Almone, in respect to the Ksuve, I mean, that goes without saying that we have to make it for four. Because by Ksuve, it's always there's money. Because when is Ksuve become payable? Only upon divorce or upon the death? So while the Baal was alive, so it was always there's money. And still we are Cheshis for four. So there it goes without saying that we are Cheshis for four. What Jesus mentioned is the most just as Gabi Almone. We see that we are Cheshis for four. Even though it's their money. So he also, we should be chishish, even though it's their money. But he says, me and my money in Raya, they also chashinu litzchore after the deal. They're about money, they're the shoshu litzchore, even if they say in our deal. So, Mishu, why are we chishish litzchore by our money more than in other places? So he said, Mishu, different type is. Because something that is based upon it, type is. So people are more concerned about it. So maybe, we are conscious that maybe the Baal was Matthew's score, even though his children were daily. Because I'm really manated, I shouldn't feel the score of the nation of Batisha. Suppose he was mishired himself to support the daughter of his wife, the woman he married had to a previous husband. So regarding the Batisha, we are not conscious for score. So the Gemara says, as why? So the Gemara says, because Bite is based upon my best, whereas the support of Bat Ishte, that is based upon his own voluntary Israel. So there we are not critical. King is their best, name it for us. This is stated by this, that from Tani, one couldn't be gave a Teir man. It means even if he's willing to take a Shvuah, so he couldn't be gave a Teir man. That's the proposition. Oh, so the question is, what is the right for it? So Tesha says, there is no right from that Gemara. From the Gemara here. They will be right, will come ahoch. I forgot the Rabban, he's talking to me at any time. Elo in Kirgim, Sichel, it's behen. We may have done him, Elo Dapkin. Elo Dapkin, they will. So Tesha says, we couldn't deduce this proposition. This proposition is true, but we couldn't deduce it from the mere fact that the Gemara uses here the Russian, the Asal, Vasilim Yasme, Vasal Gav, Yom Amar, Abol, Param Yasei, Yisem, 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 Why does the Gemara say, Vasilim Yasme, Vasal Gav, Yom Amar, in his cooking, in Yichse, Yisem, 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 Why does the Gemara mention that? So if look, that could be a riot, that by Tami, he couldn't be gay, because he, by Tami, he could also be gave a tear of money. So the Gemara should say, Vasilim Yasme, Vasal Gav, Yom Amar, in his cooking, in Yichse, Yisem, 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 Why does the Gemara say that? The answer is because the Gabi is saying Tani, Meno Hanami cannot be gave it. He can only be gave it with Gabi. It's a failure. That's why the Gemara mentions the Din of Habon Borup in Yisrael Seini, not Rabbas' Din of Yisrael Seini. So Soteria says, no, this is Noah. They will rise and come off of the rabbin and the son of the city 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 of the city. Because the whole question could only arise regarding Rabbi ben Rabbi Shua, that the Talmud of the Inscopius in Sinai is based upon force. However, according to Rabbi, the Talmud of the Inscopius in Sinai is based upon Prir Vachri Mitzvah. So it goes without saying that it couldn't be gained by even Tirth Mani sometimes. Because you have to know the reason. So the Mele, and the Gemara wants to say the memory regarding everybody. Regarding Rabbi too. Regarding Rabbi too. So then the Gemara got away. In respect to our property, Moy couldn't say, but Kilo Miyasme, the Afal Gav, the Oma Mar, and the Skopi of Sisi Nitan. Then it would imply that he can be gave it here as money from the same Nitan. According to our property, he certainly couldn't be gave it from the same Nitan. So the only question could arise is regarding Rabune, regarding Yeshua. So then one could argue, according to Rabune, Rabbi Yeshua, that the Tam is because of Torah, so in the Name, he would be able to be gave it from the same Nitan, there as money. But why does the Gemara mention Vachot Abdo Omar and Skopi Yosef Yosef Yosef? Because the Gemara wants to make the memory according to everybody, even according to Abdo. Alright. So it's no right on this. V'yei, v'chamu mikeimet, yochei, limsei, no. Iname, tishem yishim rafon of Mizrei. Iname, lo katahu, da'avo, lishvora, la'ashvino, digova, afilo, belo yishvot. The reason as to why he mentions this memory of Abolit Formas is saying not a member of the Scottish State Senate, because he wants to advise us that even Shvuy is not necessary. If he had mentioned the member of Rabate, so then I would know that he can be gated, but I wouldn't know that he can be gated without the Shvuy. Now, there then the rule of Ashres, Mores, what is the Nafkemine between Rav Popper's explanation of Ravata's din and Rav Nebri Rav Yeshua's explanation of Ravata's din? So why doesn't the Gemara say the Nafkemine between Rav Popper's explanation and Rav Nebri Rav Yeshua's explanation is to gain the meat later to Chazman? So according to Rav Popper, he couldn't be gave it, the Maori couldn't be gave it, according to Rabbi Rav Yeshua, he could be gave it. If our limited Rabbi Rav Yeshua, one could be gave, the Maori could be gave it from Yisraelim time. Why does the Gemara say that? So that's what Luke tends to indicate, that even our limited Rabbi Rav Yeshua, he couldn't be gave it, in a case where misled the Chazman. So Jesus says, no, we cannot deduce from that Gemara. Why? So, the Rabune Rav Popper, Amr Bishmaiti, the less lo chazok et the rishlokish. It could be that Ali ben Rabune prayed Rav Yeshua's explanation that the time of Iniskop Nishri Shemitan is based upon Sore, according to that explanation. So, Eino Haname, Teir's money, the Maube could collect from Nishri Shemitan. But there the Gemara says, my Naftimine between Rav Popper himself and Rabune prayed Rav Yeshua. Now, Rabune prayed Rav Yeshua happens to between Rav Popper and Rabune prayed Rav Yeshua. Now Rabune and Rav Popper, both they happen to be chilek on the shlokish din. Because they hold, Gemara says, Rabune, Rav Popper, Rabune, Rav Yeshua, Abdi Kabai and Robert. So in other words, so they hold that other boss will pray at his money. So there is no such chazoket. So the Gemara couldn't say, that's the meaning between Rav Popper and between Rabune Prayed Rav Yeshua is in the case of his later Teir Hazman. Because Rabune Prayed Rav Yeshua, both Rabune Prayed Rav Yeshua himself is chelik on the chazok in the prayer of Teir Zman. So even if we say that our is the town of Sore, so Teir Zman, the Maube could collect from Tanim, same Tanim, so it only means we who accept Rabune Prayed Rav Yeshua's time. But at the same time, we do not agree with Rabune Prayed Rav Yeshua in respect to his agreement with Abai and Yehove. So according to us, who only passed Rabune Prayed Rav Yeshua's memory regarding Tzore, but not Rabune Prayed Rav Yeshua's memory regarding Chazok and Prayed Rav Yehove. So there, then, it would follow, we could say, that according to Rabune Prayed Rav Yeshua's Tzore of Tzore, it would follow that the Maube could collect from Yisraelim Tani if Mishleve Teir Hazman. Mashenki Rabune Prayed Rav Yeshua himself, so he has two shittes. First of all, he has a shitte that the time of Iniskokim is based upon Tzore, and then he holds Odom Pereya Teir Hazman. So, according to Rabbuna by Rabbi Shua, he certainly couldn't collect from his same Tani Tir's money any more than Lahar's money. Because Rabbuna by Rabbi Shua himself holds that Odom Terev is his money. And then Dana says, Vei, you hammer came with Yochel into Yikibinai to the Vinachesis. Why does Tatus add something else? After all, this is very poshet. How could the Gemara say, Nachkimine between Rav Kopen and Rabbuna by Rabbi Shua is in regard to the case of Mislegeti Razman, where Rabbuna by Rabbi Shua rejects Rishmokis is din altogether? Well, the answer is because there's a slight dechak in this teret of faces, because Rabbuna and Rafot Lam Rishmais and Rishmokis are din altogether. Why is there a slight dechak? Because when the Gemara says my binaye, the Gemara doesn't mean my binaye between Rafot, the person Rafot, and the person Rabbuna and Rabbi Shua. The Gemara means my binaye between the svore of Rafot of Yashmi Lavin Merit Mitzaninu and the svore of Rabbuna and Rabbi Shua. Of Tore, not the individuals. It's true that Rabbuna by Rabbi Shua happens to entertain another shite, that Odom Terev has his money. But the Gemara doesn't mean my deny it between Rav Pope, the individual, and Rabbuna by Rabbi Shua, the individual. It means my deny it between the Svore of Priyas Balchein, the Mitzvah Vyashmu Lavne David Nisaninu, and the Svore of Tore. This is what the Gemara means, my deny it. So the Gemara could have said, Nachimine, Aliva de Vidan. Now we, Aliva de those who accept Rabbuna by Rabbi Shua's Svora Tzroch, and the Mandoma who accept the Svora of Rav Pope, Kirin de Mislevete, Teichazmar. So why doesn't Gemara say that? So Teichazmar says, Eino Haname. The reason why the Gemara doesn't say it is because Kamer of Michaelis, Yochelim Tzohik Ibn Ayetuba Ben Echei Shishleim Olda Barach Lishmai. Kira Amruno, Bameniach, Kavit Pluk, Tev Yush Mashiach. Mil Yitzma Loet. So far, Tzohik did not mention in the Rayas that from Yisrael and Tzani, Mimau, we cannot collect, even if Mishra Yote Razma. Mil Meit Yesh Lo Ode Rayas. Dafilu Rab, Dafilu Rabune, in Fora Shtayne Mishim Tzore, Lo Yigobo Mi Yisrael and Tzani, Vafilu Teichadu. Dikoi Chalo De Rabat, Tzohik Shema Yisrael and Tzani, a cash against Rabbat's deed. Of his cooking, you see, same time, you know, you can see the Chalet Behen, from the first thing more, from the Mishnah there and there. Shuma Yisemi, Shreshin Yeh. So when Betin has to have an attachment under the Chotin of the Reive, that is in the Rishus of the Yoshin Yashin, so it has to be auctioned off for 30 days in order to obtain a better deed. For the benefit of the Yisrael. So for 30 days. So we see, and that Mishnah is referenced to Yisrael Nitan. So we see that we can collect from Yisrael Nitan. Only we have to auction it all for 30 days. But we can collect. But whereas according to Rav Asher, we can't even collect all together. So this is more discussion. So the Gemara, but there is one case where one can collect from Yisrael Nitan. Where is that case? Can you give me the if there is a Ribis, if there is interest that could consume the property, but Ribis is offer. So Otto Bashiaskia. So the only case where Ribis would be Muter was by good. By good. So if it's a goy, now if it's goy and it's not Yad Israel, he follow. So then he wouldn't even listen to us. So the Gemara says, what am I asking on? It deals with the goy. When do we say Shuma Yisayim Shleshim Yei? I'm in a case where the mouth is a goy. But he wants to retire it. Where Kibbalah of water in the beginning Israel. If Kibbalah of water in Israel now, according to the Israel, Ribis cannot be taken. So Kashin Kibbalah of water in the zoo, the boy, not in the zoo, because the boy is allowed to take Ribis. If he's Mikabe, all right, but we're dealing with a case where the boy was Mikabe. Lord, not of the zoo, but Lord, not of the zoo. So this is how the Gemara applies the Mishnah. This is how the Gemara applies the Mishnah of Shema Yisrael Sheshe. Or the Gemara has another kasha. In Froyim, Minich Yisrael Melom Naziboyim. In Froyim, Minich Yisrael Melom Naziboyim. And there's Nabai in Gemara in Gittin, whether it is reference to Tanim only, or even to David. So there's one alternative in the Gemara in Gittin, that it is reference to Tanim. So I'll leave it that alternative in the Gemara in Gittin, that it is reference to Tanim. So the Gemara has the kasha. So here the Mishnah says, in Froyim, Minich Yisrael Tanim Melom Naziboyim. Only the boy, but it can be gated. Whereas according to Rabbase, so it cannot be gated at all. The only case where he could be gay there is Ribbish Chalal there. So again, the same kasha. Ribbish is also there, so only by boy it would be mutar. So then the Kim of the Gemara is to get Shekibel Olof. Lod in Bezu, the Lod Kibel Olof. Lod in Bezu. We don't have all the Shnui and Valche, Shekibel Olof Bezu, and Bezu. So in, now this appears like a Deichat. In other words, that it's the Valche was a Gori and Kibel Olof Bezu, and Kibel Olof Bezu. But if we also assume that Teir's money, in the case where Mislay the Teir has money, so then, I'll leave the Rav and the Rav Yeshua, what the Malbec could collect from his Tanim, so why does the Gemara have to apply it to such an unusual case where the Malbec is going and Kibbalah and the Zoo, the Lord and the Zoo? Let the Gemara apply it to a usual case where the Malbec is in Israel, but mislaid it. Teir's money. Why doesn't the Gemara apply it to a usual case and only to an unusual case? The answer is because it must be applied to such a case. Because even it cannot be applied to a case of Israel. Why? Because if the Malvi is Israel, so the Kiddush, there couldn't be any release. So then even though it's Mishra Yotei Hazman, so he still could not collect from Yichtei Senita. Oh. Zohar Shibach Yishkibu Azu Azu, Roshanoch Matkino Mishroi, Hiki Hazman, Bichayo, Vein Reima, Daus Suk Yesav Rekitani Darav Kok. And we cannot say that the reason is why the Gemara, the Gemara applies the Mishnah of Shumai Sein Mishra Sheyei and the Mishnah of the Mifroim Nechli Sein Mel Nazi Boy to an unusual case of Kibbalah of Balchei She Kibbalah of Lezu Vela Lezu is because the Gemara wants to explain the Mishnah in such a way that the Mishnah could accord even with the time of Rav Popki. So too, Ali, the Drakon Ebrei, the Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the reason is why it's got to the same time is because of Tzore, so in the Hanami it's misleaded because it has man, so then we could call it. But I'll leave it up that the time of Yitzchok in the same time is because of Yaakov and Yitzchok. So then it's obvious that even if misleaded it has man, so we cannot collect from the same time. So the Gemara could not apply the Mishneh of Shema Yisemi or the Mishneh of Nifroim in the same land as the Buye to the case of misleaded it has man. Because according to Rav Pope, even in such a case, it couldn't be gained. And the Gemara wants the Mishneh to be explained even in Alibe, the Rav Pope. That's why the Gemara applies the Mishneh of Shema Yisrael and the Mishneh of Nifoyim the same as the Boyer to the case of Anakum, Amal Anakum, and Kibbalah Lezu, Lezu. Lezu, so that it could accord even with Rav Pope's explanation of Halachah's deed. But he says, no, that we couldn't. They limit Aisu Gisabra Gitan Rav Pope, why not? Dogmas Kone Mishaneh Kishachayiv Meideh. Because then the Gemara at the end, that's another kasha. There the Baisa says that when the Nichvi Yisenim is auctioned off, so it has to be announced that the Nichvi Yisenim is sold in order to pay the debt of the Ksuvi. Let's say, is the debt of the Ksuvi. That's a matter. That's what's mentioned. So it's mentioned already that the Nichvei Yisrael Nitanim can be auctioned off for the purpose of collecting the debt of the Ksuvet, debt of the Ksuvet. Now there the Gemara couldn't of course give the Teret Malvakum because there it's mentioned the Feresh Ksuvet. So the Gemara gives the Teret Kishachayev Meir. Hochemaskino Kishachayev Meir. Now, if Matish, so what does it mean Kishachayev Meir? So then we couldn't be Cheshis for Tzvot. So that's Shayach only according to Rav Nevi Rav Yeshua. So the reason as to why he's in the king's copy of the same time is because of Tzvot. So he delayed it just before he died. So he was made it. So they did not believe that there was no Tzvot. But according to Rav Pope, so of what significance is the fact that delayed before he died he was made it. But they couldn't collect from the same because Yasna Ravne, but it's missing him. So that means that the Gemara explains the Mishnahs and the Brachos in a way that it will only accord with Rav Nevi Rav Yeshua, not with Rav Pope. So we cannot say that the reason as to why the Gemara before had to resort to an unusual case of an Al Ba'akum and people of Lord in the Zoo, the Lord in the Zoo, is because it wanted the Mishnah to be explained in Malib and Rav Pope. Because the final Kinte of the Gemara cannot accord with Rav Pope, can only accord with Rav Nevi Rav Yeshua. So we see that the Gemara is only interested in explaining it, Alibe Rabune, Brei Rabishua. So if the Gemara is not interested in explaining it, Alibe Rav Pope, is not interested in explaining it, I'll leave it in Rav Kopi, or I'll leave it in Rav Shua. So the Gemara could have applied the Mishnah of Shemai Seinim and the Mishnah of Inkoin, the Seinim of the Boye, to the usual case of Mishnah Yotei Hadmah. What we say, the Gemara wants it to accord with Rav Kopi too, but it cannot accord with Rav Kopi anyway. So we see that the reason why the Gemara did not apply the Mishnah of Shemai Seinim Shoshinim and the Mishnah of Inkoin, the Seinim of the Boye, to the usual case of Mishnah Yotei Hadmah is because even Mawid Rav Kopi and Rav Yeshua. So, a Malbec could not collect from a Yisrael Tani, even though it's Mishleilet Yechazman. Of course, this is not a Yechoche Gmur. It's not a Raya Brure from that Gemara. Because we could say that Enoch Name, until the Gemara mentions this thing, that it's mentioned in the Braise, that when Bez knocks you off the Nichti Yisraelim for the payment of the death of the Ksuvah. So it has to be announced. So, and the Gemara only has the Kashi from Shemai Seinim Shoshin Yehi and from the Mishneh in Froyim Nusri Seinim El Nazi Bruyet. So the Gemara tried to explain the Mishnehs in such a way that these Mishnehs could accord not only with the explanation given by Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar Yeshua, but also with the explanation being given by Rav Kopi. So that's why the Gemara before did not say Hochem Mayaskinon Ishet and Mishleilet Yechazman. Why? Because the Gemara tried, as long as it was possible, the Gemara tried to explain it so that the Mishnah could accord even with Rav Kopi. But then when the Gemara mentioned the Braise, which says that in the Achode it is mentioned that it's being auctioned off for the payment of the Ksuvah. So then it's impossible to explain it under the Rav Kopi. So it must be explained. Alive de Rabune, pray the Rav Yeshua. So that's why the Gemara says, Hotmaskinon Kishikhaya Vede, and before, the reason why the Gemara didn't say before, Hotmaskinon Kishimislaide Tehazman, because the Gemara tried to explain it, Alive de Rapogo. Why should we arrest Alive de Rapogo? The Hindish, Yehindish, Yehia, we go for the music of Rabas, the Kona, and we can live with the Helen. The Rav Yechanan Leisiv, Kiim, Ksuvah, Sisho, Mishu, Mezeneh, Mash, Mebal, Chayim, Lo, Mishtakar, Vishu, Minyan, Di, Vifroi. Because Rav Asa says, in Vifroi, Mishu, 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 Mishu. So that's the only exception. Rav Yechanan Leisiv, Ksuvah, Sisho. Now, if the Aloha had been that in any Alvoi, where the Levi dies, Petech Hazman, so he can collect, so why don't they mention another exception? Why does Rav Asa mention only one exception and Rav Yechanan adds another exception? But there is another exception, a third exception. Rav Yechanan mentions him so as he is, and then Mashmah Chigo Shabbos Shemino Koi. Umistome, Rav Asa and Rav Yechanan, is the Chazok and the Shlokish. The Roche Yilka said, ki the Potsi Bishmaitik. Now, of course, you could argue with that Raya, because one could say, the reason is why a third exception is not mentioned. Because who discusses this in Rav Asa and Rav Yechanan? Maybe Rav Asa and Rav Yechanan, they agree both with Abai and Rav Yechanan. They don't agree with Rav Yechanan. So of course, they call it Abai and Rav Yechanan, they don't agree with Rav Yechanan. So it couldn't be said, a third exception could not be mentioned. So it couldn't say, Chutz, Mimi, Slave, and Dechadman. So they says no, he couldn't say that. Because inasmuch as we pass like the Shlokish, so probably Rav Asa and Rav Yechanan also agree with the Shlokish din of Chazok and Rav Yechanan. They don't agree with Abai and Rove. One second. Rav Yechanan, Umistomer Rav Asa Rav Yechanan, Nisle Chazok and Rav Shlokish. The Ochi Yuchase, the Potik Shmai. The Ochi, Nisle Chazok and Rav Shlokish. So, and if you are going to insist that maybe in Rav Asa and Rav Yechanan don't say Chutz, Mimi, Slave, Techazman, because they reject the Shlokish as Din of Chazok and Rav Yechanan. So then we'll become involved in a certain difficulty. אם כן כאן הולך לשלוקיש בעבו הדבורים, ובשחילו את לפוסיק חובק עבו צאה לו בקלט. Now what it says, that whenever there is a quarrel, נשאר, that whenever there is a מחלקת between רבי יחנן ולשלוקיש, so it's a הלוך את רבי יחנן, חוץ מקלט. Only in three, just as we have a bai and rove, we have a cloud, it's always a loche, like rove, except y'all to God. So rove gives there a cloud. But when they know the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rishloki, so the loche, Rabbi Yechon, except in three machlekes, where we pass like Rishloki. And we accept that. Robert says that. But the stomach of the moment accepts this cloud by Robert. So it's not only Robert's view. That's only in three we pass like the song. It's mashma. I mean that it's accepted by the Gemara. That only in three, Machlekes mitzvah Ravichel Rishloki, should we pass the light of Shlomis. And the Gemara mentions which three. Now, if we want to assume that the reason is why Ravichel does not mention another exception of Mishlei Vetichas Man, is because Ravichel himself holds like a buyer of Rove, that doesn't pay his money. That's why you cannot mention another exception. Chutz Mishlei Vetichas Man. So then we have another Machlekes between Ravichel and Rishloki. As to whether Chazoko and Pereya, this is money, and innocent money. And how do we pass like that? Not like a buyer of it, we pass like in that machlekes, we pass like the Shlokish. And if we ought to assume that Rabbi Yechon agrees with the buyer of it, means that in this machlekes in Rabbi Yechon the Shlokish, we also pass like the Shlokish. So besides the three where we pass like the Shlokish, not like Rabbi Yechon, there is the fourth one. So why does the Gemara say only in three machlekes we pass like the Shlokish? Oh, but the Gemara doesn't say only in three, but because it says, only in three. So he says, the Rabbi Yechon is the Shlokish, doche, doche, the Basak Shvaiti, boi, zime, the Chagot Shlokish, arim, ti, kaimon, the Shlokish, babo, dvorin, ob, vishachim, the Pesach, the Kavos, the Odikla, as a gav, the Rabbi, the Poli, the Shlokish, the Shmaiti, from Rabbi himself, we couldn't bring in a Raya, because Rabbi explicitly Israelic, the Shlokish, ob, mekom, okim, gam, we don't know, the Chagot Shlokish, the Odikla, it's mashma, that not only Rabbi says, kaimon, the Shlokish, the Odikla, but the stomach, the Gemara accepts this member of Rabbi, that time alone to reshlock is only in class. And this Rabbi Yechon and Ben Chilik and reshlock is a thing of Chazok and Freyad says money, and here we certainly pass like reshlock is. So the Gemara should say, so the Gemara should make a comment on reshlock is as well. Instead of reshlock is saying, time to reshlock is with class, so the Gemara should collect it and say, not with class, but the Arba. The Gemara doesn't collect reshlock is memory of time, I'm sorry, the Robert's memory of time alone to reshlock is with class. So it's mashma that the Gemara also says that we only pass like the Shlokish in three machlokes with Rabbi Yechon. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yechon is not chilek with the Shlokish regarding this question of in the previous man. So, in other words, so when the lady borrowed money, he borrowed money with the intention of paying. So Melee, Chayach, to anticipate the possibility, in his mind that he was interested in paying, maybe he left some bundles of money out of which the Malvik would get payment. But by magic, so there was no intention to pay. So there we certainly couldn't say, Tzore, but of course the time of Yasmer, Tanulav Mimidis, and he knew that we could say. So what we should say, Tzore, Mikol, 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 Shafia. Die Regierungen, Israel ist Gott in die Chonien, auf Juhu, bin Juhu, war Boma, was hat's mir, like mir so, du scheier Zore, why not, wie kam den Kabel Nedeis, Shaloi, ich bin mit Nebali. Alright, now, but, the Arishenim war Achillik an Tese. Now, Tese Shitting is, that from the same time in, the Malve could not collect, even if Nisrei that he has not. But the Rosh is Chayim, and the Rosh holds that Toyer Man, if this way that he has man, then the Malve could collect even from the same time. It's in other words, but there are two Rayas, Tesis mentioned two Rayas, the answer is both Rayas are not the Chochas Moreh. The first Raya, the fact that the Gemara doesn't apply in the beginning, the Mishnah of Shema Yisayim and the Mishnah of Nifonet Yisayim on the Goye, to a case of this way that he has man, to a case of this man, so that's a Raya that even this way that he has man. So it would be, it still wouldn't be able to collect according to Rav Zal Shura that they decided. So it's no raya according to the Rosh. Why? Because we could say the reason why the Gemara in the beginning didn't apply the Mishnah of Shulim Vaitenim and the Mishnah of Inflames Yitenim and the Goyim to the usual case of Mishnah that they had now, because the Gemara tried to explain the Mishnah so that this could accord with Rapport. And the reason is why it's no raya. Because from the Gemara in Vomes, the Gemara says in Vomes, that Vomes says that in all machlokes between the Shlokish and Rabbi Yechon, we pass like the Shlokish only in three, and the question is, Moneshev, why, if in the case of Nisrei that he has man, so then, So then Rav Huna Brit Rabbi Shua agreed that we can collect. So why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan say chutz mishleyet yichatmas? Chutz mishleyet yichatmas. So we could say because Rabbi Yechanan does not agree with the Shlokish Shetty. That's why he doesn't say chutz mishleyet yichatmas. So then the kasha faces was. But if Rabbi Yechanan does not agree with Rishwakish and Dino, Chazokim Brayim Shev Mamed, so that means there is another machlokes between Rishwakish and Rabbi Yechanan. And how do we pass like Rishwakish and the question of Brayim and Brayim Shev Mamed? So the Gemara should say that Kanon Rishwakish Barba, not the class, the answer is Dino Chanamed. I'll leave the Gemara, so it's Kanon Rishwakish Barba. But who says Kanon Rishwakish the class? Rabbi himself, he says, that the Odom Zareyat has money. Fine.
What about
Rashi? What is it? Fine, from Rashi. Well, Rashi certainly could agree with Abayim Kolek. The only kasha was, the only difficulty was in connection with Rabbi Yechanan. Because if Rabbi Yechanan does agree with Abayim Rome, so that means he's Chelek and Shvokish, and the Gemara mentions his Rome's clothing, how he passed him, so why isn't this mentioned? All right. Now, so according to Travis and the Shinima Khilikanti, the Rosh is Khilikanti. The Rosh says, according to the Rosh, so if Mishleyet Yichatmas, and we fasting like Rav Huna Brit Rabbi Shua, not like Rav Kope, so Mele, the Malve could collect even from the same time. Yes?
Why is it not coming more from the fact that they could have lived with the third case, Kishmi Solo, but they went to court with Rav Papa, like you said before.
So
why
doesn't
the third case
be
Shmuel
over there with Yochanan?
Maybe because they want to
report the
Papa.
Oh, but you see, but the whole Ukinta, the final Maskone of the Gemara is that the Mishnah can only be applied, can only be explained. I'll leave
it up
on
the
Rabbi Shah. Because from before, because at that time the Gemara did not as yet know that they couldn't be explained. I'll leave it up. But according to Maskone, so then it is established that the Mishnah couldn't be explained according to Rapport. Now, there is another machlokes rishonim as to whether this halacha, when the Gemara says, v'afilu miyasmu, so one could be gevei even without a shvuah, tirz man. So the question is, would the same thing apply to lekuches? Could one be gave tears money even from the kuchet without the shvuah? So the assembly chain would say that he could be gave even without the shvuah, and the assembly chain would say no, from the kuchet he couldn't be gave without the shvuah, even tears money. So the question arises, as the Ramban said, that from the kuchet he couldn't be gave tears money without the shvuah. The question arises, why should there be a distinction between the gvir from the same tears money and the gvir from the kuchet tears money? So the chain would say, there is a very simple distinction. Regarding his saying, so then we say, if it had been, in other words, what is the chashi? The chashi is, maybe it was paid. But if it was paid, how come that the father, the Levi, wasn't mitzaveh, the yoshi, before the mitzvah? So he should have been mitzaveh. The fact that he wasn't mitzvah, that it was paid, that itself tends to corroborate the proposition, the assumption, that it wasn't paid. Because if it hadn't paid, it shouldn't be mitzvah. So when is the child to say, if it had been paid, it shouldn't be mitzvah, and Gabi Yosh? But the Gabi Kuches is not child. That's why the Gabi Kuches we say that if he pays, one tries to collect from the Kuches, there's money, he has to take a shvuah. Two chazokim for the other money. All right, chazokim. Usually, a person doesn't know what. The possibility is not excluded. So in the melee, he couldn't collect from the kuches unless he takes a shvuah that he didn't get paid. Mashen came when he tried to collect from Yosh, and he doesn't have to pay the shvuah, because the fact that the father was in the tzave, came in the that he was paid, that itself proves that it wasn't.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, yes. Yes, sir. 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 Yes,
sir.
Yes. Yes. One second. הבורי פה המכריפים, משמע שהם משנה בשמות. ותאמה, היכה אומו, where do we find the משנה? את הבורי פה המכריפים, ולי פה המשבות. What we say, because we do find the משנה. את הלמונו ראיתי פה המכריפים, אני לא בשבות. That we find in the משנה שווס, we find in the משנה גיטי, that we find, without the הלמונו. But not in a general way. So they says, no, we couldn't infer it from the הלוכה without the הלמונו. ותאמה, היכה אומו, חכומי, אם האלמונה מקל מילה, נשאל האלמונה, גיניס לי בתנאי בנזן, וחשינו לצרות בי, וסי זה, גם האלמונה הוא יחי ששפות צרורה, איזה מייסם דל, ואין מרי, ניתנה מפרק הקיצי, שבי מי שמייסו לי יחי שאו ברחי, הו, ירוי מי ובאו פקוד מיד אחרים. יתנו יורש, שכולם צריכים שבוע, ואין היורשים צריכים שבוע, נאו זה איזה מחלק את הנוי. נאו, רטאוסון has a different view. טאוסון says, that Mishamei v'niach ishu balchei v'hoi remiu v'u pekod niso yinu yinotei v'keishu shebhen. What is v'keishu shebhen? Either it means v'isho, she is v'keishu shebhen, shechine, or it means balchei. So in other words, according to Rav Tarfon, if someone dies and he has no kakoyes left, if he has kakoyes left, he shayah. So then he can be gave it. Balchei can be gave it, k'shevetisho can be gave it. So can be gave it from kakoyes. But if someone dies and he does not leave any kakoi, he only leaves mitalka. We know we have a cloud mitalka in Yasme, Eloi, Mishabda, there is no Shiva Tachoshi, and mitalka in Monu only, and kakoi, Shabtav says, so that only means that he could not collect, if our faith could not collect from the mitalka that are already in the possession of the Yoshim at the time of the Nise, of the Melech, he is at the time that the father died. So the Nechotim were in the possession of the Yoshim, so then the Bochei cannot collect. Mashen came in the case where someone died, even at the time when the father died. So, too, he had no kakoi, but he had mitalkoin deposited with a shame, without voice. So the mitalkoin that he did have leave were not in the possession of the Yoshim, were in the possession of a shame. So then Rav Tarfon says that the Balchei can collect because two mitalkalim the Yasme void is started. So that is only in the case where we have to resort to Gviye from the Yosh. So we say, without Shilin Chosi, he cannot be gave it from the Yosh. Mashiach in the case where, let's say, the father had a certain mitalkalim in the shoes of Hashemah. So then we don't have to resort to any Shilin Chosi. Then the Balchei for the Tzumah Kisho can come and take it away from the Shemir on the basis of Tzvichet. On the basis of Tzvichet. That's what Rav Tarfon. So, but the Rav Akiva is Chayot. And Rav Akiva says, no, and we pass what Rav Akiva. Mi Shemir Zin Yechishu Bal Chay, V'hoi Reinu Ve'u Pekod Miyad Acheri, so Yitno Yosh. Even the Nechotim that are not in the possession of the Yosh. So, and it's in the possession of the Shemir. So then, the Shemir comes to Bezden and he says, I have some Nechotim of the deceased. To whom should I give it? Should I give it to the Balchei, to the Tzivatisho, or should I give it to the Yoshim? So Rav Akiva says, you should give it, Bezden will tell him, you have to give it to the Yoshim. But the question is, inasmuch as it's not in the possession of the Yoshim as yet, so when has to be gave it? Either the Yoshim will be gave it, or the Balchei. So why shouldn't the Balchei be entitled to be tasted as just as much? And the Yoshim, true, there is no Yoshim in the Chosim, it's out of the Yatsum and Mishtabde. But it's not in the reshus of the Yoshim yet. The Yoshim also has to collect it. So the question is, who should collect it? Who should recover it from the Shemir? The Balchei should recover it from the Shemir? Or the Yoshim? So why? So because of that, Rav Tarfon says that the Balchei is entitled, or the Tzvatish is entitled to recover it from the Shomrim, not the Yoshim. So Rav Akiva says no. Why? So he says, because regarding the Yoshim, no real Gviya is necessary. regarding the Yoshim, no Gri is necessary. Mashein came regarding the Malchim for the Surah Tisho, so Gri is necessary. Why? Because the Alochi is Habo Yipora Michi Yitainim or Yipora Elo Elo Bishwe. So that means that the Malchim for the Balchim could Balchim for the Almone could only collect it with Ishwe. And until she takes an oath in Bezdin, she cannot collect it. So that means it's Michus Agri. She has to take Ishwe. Mashein can Yoshim. All they have to do is just to take it. So no Gri is necessary. So what does it mean? Inasmuch as the Yoshim don't have to swear in order to Yashim something. Mashein can Balchim the Isho, they have to swear. So that means Ligabe the Balchim, Gri has to be resorted to. Mashein can Ligabe Yoshim, Gri does not have to be resorted to. They just take it. So in the melee, they are entitled to it, not the Balchim. So we see from this Mishneh, we see the Halacha. That Abol Yipora Mirfi, same in the Yipora. I'll be sure because that Balchim is also mentioned. And Rav Akiva says that the reason why the Yoshim has a priority in respect to the Balchim is because the Balchim requires the Shwe. So a real Gvir is still necessary. Mashiach and the Yoshim don't require Shwe. So we have that deem implicit in that mission. All right. Very time, Shwe, can I say my thing? Well, Shwe, so in the Tino Mishnah, it's a Shwe, Abosh, it's a Shwe, so the Halacha is not only the thief, the Malve, is the Malve tries to collect from the Yitzhak of the Leiva. So he has to take Shwe. So he has to take Shwe. That the debt was not paid by the Leiva in his lifetime, but he is the Yitzhak of the Malve. Try to collect from the Yitzhak of the Leiva. Both died, the Malve died and the Leiva died. And the children of the Malve try to collect from the children of the Leiva. They also have to take Shwe. Now what kind of Shwe can they take?